Well, this is my first homily as a priest, and it's just great to be here. People are probably wondering, like, oh, how's it been the last couple days, couple weeks? And as you guys know, that weekend, that ordination weekend, it was like a marathon. It felt like I got married like 4 times. It was very intense, but apart from the busyness, I tell people, you know, how do I feel about the priesthood? You know, I feel great. I feel like this is what I've been born for. I was made for this. It feels like I've been longing and desiring for something for a long period of time, and now it has come to fulfillment. So some people ask me, well, was I nervous the day before? No, I wasn't nervous. And did you sleep well the night before? Oh, I slept like a baby. How did you feel before and during the ordination? I felt a deep peace. It was like I was drinking from the oceans of grace straight out of heaven. And so with the help of your prayers and 16 years of discernment, I came into that ordination with full confidence and peace, knowing that this is where the Lord was calling me. And as I was reflecting on the ordination, right? The ordination happened during the Feast of Sacred Heart. And that wasn't something I chose, although it's a great feast. But I know that it was more than just a human choice. This was the choice of God. So where was God's providence in this? What is he trying to tell me through the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart? And as I was sitting in that chair in front of the bishop, and I was listening to the readings, it really struck me. Because the readings were about the prophet Elijah, who was relaying the words of God, saying, I myself will be the shepherd, and I will seek out the lost sheep, and I'll lead them to green pastures. And then it struck me. I was one of those lost sheep. I wasn't like away from the church, but there was moments where I was lost, losing hope, not sure where to go. I was wandering. But the Lord came and found me. And so in that moment, it was like he was saying to me, I'm not calling you to be a lost sheep anymore. I'm calling you to be a shepherd who seeks the lost sheep. And so there it was for me. That's my mission. I have been sent. I'm no longer wandering. And so I think that's what our gospel emphasizes today. You are no longer wandering. You have been sent. See, our Lord in yesterday's reading talks about the need for laborers in the vineyard. And so what he does is he fulfills that today by calling the 12 disciples, the 12 apostles, giving them authority and calling them apostles. But what does the word apostle mean? In Greek, it actually means one who is sent. To be an apostle is to be one who is sent. And so while we're not called to be apostles in a strict sense, as in terms of the bishops, the successors of the apostles, the high priests of the church, we are called to be apostles in the general sense. We're called to be sent. And while in the way the person who lives like they're sent lives differently from the ones who live like they're wandering. Right? Imagine like going on a hike. And you're not sure where you're gonna go, you're just walking around, just wandering, doing bushwhacking, you know, like it's purposeless. You know, why are you here? What are you doing? Well, I don't know, right? And that's what it's like to live like we're wandering. But to live like we're sent is to live like someone who has a purpose, a destination, right? It determines what we're doing, where we're going, and why we're going there. Right? If we're going for a hike, we have this destination we have to reach. There's a goal we wanna go. There's places we don't wanna go. Because we haven't been sent there. We have a mission. And so what I find is maybe a lot of us Catholics, we feel like maybe we're wandering. We know that, okay, we're supposed to be in the church, this mountain of the New Jerusalem. We know it's important, but we don't know why. But to live like someone who's sent, that is something different. See, the amazing thing is that the word Mass means to be sent. Right? That's what the origin of the word Mass comes from. It comes from the Latin translation, because at the end of the Mass, in the Latin, they would say, Ite missa es. Go it has been sent. Go, the church has been sent. Go, you have been sent. And so when you say, where are you going? I'm going to Mass. It's like saying, where are you going? I'm going to be sent. That's why you're here. And that's what the dismissal at the end encourages us to do. That's what the word Mass encourages us to do. And so go, seek the lost sheep. And if we have Catholics, not just priests, and we're called to be sent, to have our mission, and to live that out fully, and that will help with the renewal of the church. But imagine thousands of Catholics who know the mission that God has given to them, to be sent into the world, to go and seek the lost sheep. Imagine what revolution would happen, what reform would happen in our church if we had people who know the call of the Lord in their heart and know they are sent and have a mission and a purpose in the church. And so I think our Lord is inviting us today to ask ourselves, have I been sent or am I wandering? To be sent implies that I have received a mission from God. God, what is my mission? We want to ask ourselves, Lord, I don't want to wander anymore. Where do you want to send me? And so will you allow yourself today to be sent? And will you allow the Lord to seek the lost sheep through you?